As a responsible employer, there are some aspects of your business's human resources function that you cannot afford to ignore. Your employees are probably the biggest cost to your business. To get the most from this valuable and expensive resource, you need to ensure that you are doing everything correctly and that your HR policies and procedures are not only legal and appropriate, but that they are fit for purpose. In many businesses, especially smaller enterprises, HR policies and procedures are often near the bottom of the list of priorities, that is, even if they feature in the list at all. In many businesses, the HR function is the responsibility of an employee who may have secretarial, payroll, or office management duties as well as other responsibilities. Often their HR function is limited to dealing with new starters and leavers. The daunting task facing many businesses is knowing where to start and what HR policies and procedures they must have to be legally compliant. At My Virtual HR, we believe there is a baker's dozen of HR policies and/or procedures that every business ought to have. Having them will go a long way to protecting your business and will also help you to get the best out of your most valuable asset. This article will walk you through each one and briefly explain why it is essential for you to have it. Number 1. Job specification and personal profiles. It is important to get your recruitment process right so that you employ the best person for the job. That means you must have a written job specification which adequately describes the job function. That's a start, but you also need its counterpart, the personal profile. This document describes the qualities, qualifications, and experiences needed to successfully perform the job function described in the job description. These documents should be specific to the role. Without them, you cannot measure an employee's performance, nor can you praise them or take remedial action if you have never told them what is expected of them. Number 2. Contracts of employment. Certain terms and conditions of employment are required, by law, to be in writing and given to the employee within 8 weeks of the commencement of their employment. These include the main terms and conditions of employment, such as pay, payment of overtime, paid holidays, normal working hours, collective agreements, etc. The contract of employment should also direct your employee to other important policies and procedures they need to be aware of. 3. Managing probationary periods. This policy should set out the expectations and standards of behaviour, work, and attitude for all new employees. It is best made part of your induction process. Most new employees are put on a probationary period. This allows you to decide whether the new employee is cutting the mustard or whether, given additional coaching and/or counselling, they will attain the required standard within a reasonable time, or whether it was an inappropriate appointment. This policy should help guide the new employee and their managers when reviewing performance and also in deciding whether to confirm the appointment at the end of the probationary period. 4. Performance management. This is closely linked to the managing probationary periods, as in reality it is an extension of that policy. It provides a clear and transparent method for dealing with any performance or capability issue. It is also linked to your disciplinary and dismissal policy, as in some cases unacceptable performance may be willful and not caused by a lack of training or capability. 5 and 6. Disciplinary and dismissal policy and grievance procedure. It is a statutory requirement for you to have these policies and procedures, which should outline your disciplinary and dismissal policy and your grievance procedure, both of which must include an appeals mechanism. 7. Sickness, absence and sick pay. This policy, which should be included in the contract of employment, sets out your rules for notifying absence due to sickness or incapacity, whether the employee can self-certify their absence, and if so, for how long, and what payment they will be entitled to during such periods of absence. 8. Holiday entitlement. A full-time employee is entitled to at least 5.6 weeks paid holiday a year. This is capped at 28 days, which can be inclusive of statutory bank holidays and public holidays. These are sometimes called working time or WTR holidays. Where you give more than the statutory minimum holidays, you can set out rules for carrying over unused holidays into the next leave year, but be aware that WTR holidays cannot be carried over. 9. IT usage, especially with the temptations of social media sites such as Twitter and Facebook and the internet. It is best to let your employees know clearly and in advance what IT usage is and is not acceptable. This policy should also cover employees using their own devices, either during normal working hours or for use in their work. 1/3 of all disciplinary complaints involve misuse of the employer's IT systems. 10. Data protection. This is an important policy. It's not just about what data you store, including personal data and sensitive personal data, but how and where you store it, how you process it, and how you safeguard it, both for your employees and also for your customers. Failure to do so could not only lead to a huge loss of customer goodwill, but also to a fine that is big enough, potentially, to seriously affect your company's future. 11. Equal opportunities. The Equality Act of 2010 brought together in one place all the separate pieces of legislation relating to discrimination and harassment. It is very important to make sure that you know and understand the obligations on your business, and for your employees to know what they should do as well as what they should not do or say. 12. Appraisal policy. Many businesses, especially smaller enterprises, consider having a formal appraisal policy as being optional. We disagree. A good appraisal policy helps both you and your employee to identify their weaknesses and enables you to devise an appropriate training program to support them in making any necessary improvements. Such a policy also gives you an objective basis for considering pay reviews. 13. The make weight. As a legal minimum, you should have a health and safety policy statement. This is the basic information telling your staff what you and they must do to make sure your business complies with health and safety law. It is common for businesses to incorporate their health and safety policy statement into their staff handbook by reference. Health and safety policies are job, activity, and site-specific. The requirements of the legislation permeate all aspects of employment, from choosing a piece of workplace equipment, to risk assessing a task, to reporting accidents at work. In our view, this baker's dozen of policies and procedures are the very minimum you need to have in place to ensure that your business is compliant. So how do your HR policies and procedures compare with this list? Of course, there are a number of other important policies and procedures that you could have for a more comprehensive HR function. My Virtual HR provides a range of standard and bespoke employment contracts and handbooks, template letters, forms, and consultancy at affordable prices. For more information, click the link in the description below.